Welcome to the first edition of The Spotlight, a new segment inside the Grit Northwest podcast, where we will acknowledge those members within the Northwest Carpenters Union who have gone above and beyond to help better the lives of their fellow brothers and sisters with exemplary service both inside and outside their craft. On the show today, we will meet Haley Ailes, a seventh-turn apprentice at PNCI and a member of the Local 1503. Haley has been a carpenter with the UBC for 3 years and has pushed the envelope in her commitment to being involved and making positive changes within our organization. Haley will share with us her experience as an apprentice carpenter, delegate, and a member of the council's political action team. If you or someone you know would be a good candidate for the spotlight, send an email to gritnw@gmail.com. Also, be sure to join Grit Nation by clicking on the hyperlink in the show notes. You will be entered to win an official I've Got Grit t-shirt when you do. And now, on to the show. Welcome to the Spotlight, Haley.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being our first guest on the Spotlight. I'm super excited because I've heard so much about what you've been up to these last few months in regards to the upcoming election. Can you tell our listeners, Haley, a little bit more about yourself?
Yes, I'm a seventh-term apprentice. I'm a delegate out of 1503 and generally been a pretty active member and a member of the political committee.
Okay. And so you've been in the craft now for seventh term, 3 years, and you're an apprentice at PNCI?
Correct. Yes. Yep. Seventh term.
Excellent. How are you liking the apprenticeship so far?
It's been great. I've taken a lot of extra classes. I was ahead of schedule, but I had an injury when I was a third-term apprentice, and that kind of set me back a bit, but feel pretty good about where I'm at.
Well, that's great. Are you out? Are you going to be working this coming week?
I will be working for the political department up until the election, but after that, I'll go back out into the field.
What does the political department have you locked on to this coming week? I know for the listeners, we're a week out from the November 3rd election. And where are you going to be working, Haley?
This coming week, Monday, a lot of us will be heading up to Montana. Actually, there's some important races in Montana. And if we don't get the right candidates in office, we have information that Montana will probably be facing some right-to-work legislation in the future. So I'll be heading up to Montana in Billings and knocking doors.
I do understand that the labor-friendly governor that has been the governor of Montana is looking at a Senate seat, and that he's running against some opposition. Space that is being replaced by him, or the position of governor in the state of Montana, is also up for grabs with a labor-friendly candidate and one that's not so friendly to the working middle class. Is that your understanding?
Correct, yes. Steve Bullock is that former governor, so he's running for Senate, and Mike Cooney is running for governor.
How did you get involved as a seventh-term apprentice, 3 years in our organization? How have you gotten so politically active within our organization?
Yeah, I generally was a pretty active member when I came in. I came into the apprenticeship through Amber McCoy's Carpenter Trade Preparation class, and that's a good indoctrination, really, into the union values if you choose to go with it. So I was always going to the sisters' meetings and going to local meetings, but when I was at my third year apprentice training in Vegas, one of my goals that I set for myself was to join a committee, and I picked the political committee and they welcomed me and I really hit the ground running with that. At that point, the political team was really ramping up interviews for candidates. We were starting to face the primary election. So I got really involved in that. And from there, I got a call from Paul Philpott that the regional council decided to hire some folks, some rank and file members, to work on elections and campaigns, and I jumped at that opportunity.
Well, we definitely appreciate your involvement. You had mentioned that you're also a delegate for the 1503. I think that may have happened just this last summer. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. We had to run that election a few times, if anyone remembers, but yeah, I'm a fairly new delegate to 1503.
I appreciate you having taken that role and responsibility as well. So someone who is just 3 years into the organization is really, really putting forth a lot of effort to better the lives of brothers and sisters, carpenters in the trades. And that passion stems from where? Do you come from a union family?
I don't actually. I come from a blue collar family. My dad does auto body. But really, I mean, I'm so thankful for the wages and benefits that we have. Prior to joining this, I really struggled financially. I couldn't really get out of that $15, $16 an hour range. And even though I felt like I was appreciated everywhere I worked, it never really came down to showing that appreciation with the living wage that I see today. So it's also something that's under attack, and I think we need to step up and protect it.
And those unions are the basis for a strong middle class in our country, providing, as you said, the livable wages, the medical benefits, not only for the member, but for their families as well, the access to training, the safer working conditions, representation. And I know it's a long ways off for you, but you know, the potential for a pension and a retirement with dignity are all those benefits that you know, generations prior to us have worked so hard to achieve. And we really need to value and understand that those can be taken away if we let down our guard. And I think you understand that very well.
Absolutely. Yeah. 28 states have gone right to work. I mean, that's more than half of the country. They're trying to legislate us out of existence. I think we all see it coming, and it's important to fight against it for sure.
So once the election's over, what type of projects have you found yourself on, and what do you enjoy building most?
I have done mostly concrete work. I've worked on a lot of schools in the area. Most recently, I was at Madison High School, and I'll probably actually go back to that company. I did a job walk with a rep, and we've actually been out to an old job of mine and saw a lot of people that I knew, and you know, they offered me a job once this is over. So I'll probably go back to that. Enjoy, you know, being up, watching the sunrise when you get a little bit higher off the ground, starting a building at the footings and seeing it, you know, now a huge towering building, I think is a really cool experience. And I have a great sense of pride.
And being a sister in the brotherhood, do you feel like you're treated well on the job sites?
I do generally. Yeah. I felt really welcomed, and like I've earned the respect of the brothers that I'm mostly around, but it's something I'm always aware of. And but luckily I've had a good experience, and I have a big network to lean on when I have a bad day. So I think that's important too.
And I understand, yes, I think we mentioned earlier, you are very active in the Sisters in the Brotherhood organization and the political chair for that group. Is there anything that you would like to, for our listeners, something that you have found inspiring by being a carpenter or something as an apprentice that's really struck you as important to relay to our listeners?
I mean, I'm inspired by all of the people, especially women that have come before us, and the fights that people have made that paved the way for us to have a much better experience. I mean, people ultimately have died for what we have today. So I carry that with me. And also just the pride in the work, you know, building schools and buildings that people live in. And
so, Haley, aside from all your hard work with the political action team and learning the craft through the apprenticeship, when you're not working, when you're not out being politically active, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to get out and go hiking. I like to explore the Pacific Northwest in particular. Since I'm not originally from the area, I try to catch up and see everything that we have here. I like to take road trips. I like to compete in trivia. I'm pretty good at it. I have a good trivia brain. Also just spend time with my dogs, catch movies, see friends, that kind of thing.
So Haley, for someone who's interested in getting involved, probably stepping up like you have done, either with the political action or the sisters groups, what recommendations do you have for them?
Yeah, I think one thing that's great to make sure that you go to is always your local meetings. The Sisters in the Brotherhood, we meet first Thursday. That's a great thing to get involved with, as well as Carpenters in Action. That's the first Tuesday of the month. And 1503 members, we're looking at reforming our political committee. It's me and two other people, and we could certainly use a lot more help. And I think pick something and commit to it. Make sure that you're going to show up to some events there. If we could all show up once a month, I think we'd have a lot more turnout. And you know, when it comes time for the rubber to meet the road, we don't always have folks that are willing to do that. So you'll really set yourself apart if you can commit and show up.
Haley, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the Spotlight today. I really appreciate everything you're doing. Step up and help better the lives of our brothers and sisters within the organization. Safe travels out in Montana, and I look forward to seeing you around PNC Out.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Our guest today was Haley Alves from the 1503. If you like the show, please share with a friend, family member, or coworker. And if you haven't already done so, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help others find the show. Well, that wraps up this episode of The Spotlight. Until next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.